out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, shooting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Well, they found them a girl gonna do it real good.
Oh. however, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots of news, lots of bullshittery from the right assholery. And plus, it's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay!
We whap you right in the face with our atheism a little bit more.
Ooh, yes.
Than
do
we
it again.
Usually do. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just have a question for if you voted for Trump and you're listening, how do you feel about all this crazy shit coming out about him, about
you
your guy?
Bastards.
Yeah, I mean, really.
White people in droves?
Have
you lost your mind?
Glenn.
Boy, Glenn's got, I forgot about all the Glenn drops.
Yeah. Hey, step it up.
We will pound you into glass.
But how do you think these people feel?
That's media rape right there.
Do people even remember who Glenn Beck is? I
bet
they don't. I mean, why would they? He hasn't been in the news for years.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah. But how do you think they feel? Listen, say what you want. The people that voted for Trump, how do you think they feel about all this crazy shit?
I think there are a bunch that are not happy that they voted that way. And I think there are some that are subhumans who are inexplicably still hard for him.
Joe Scarborough asked him if he could read, and he was serious. He was serious.
Somebody described him recently as semi-literate.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great?
What does that mean? Like, fourth grade? Third grade reading level?
And that weird video he did yesterday that Sarah Huckabee Sanders played at the beginning of her...
yeah, what the fuck?
Spokesgoblin kind of thing. She it really looked like... He looked insane. Like squinty and the stock market has never been higher than it has ever before.
Right. I mean, listening to the shit that came out from the book, and of course, hey, it's alleged, but the guy has sources and he's not a fucking crackpot. And things we see on TV, I mean, I think progressives have been very reserved.
He might be gay.
Well, yeah.
You see right-wing dickbag out there was...
But my point is, I think progressives have been very reserved in calling him crazy, Schittler. You know, and I think the benefit of the doubt is maybe done, and we can just call him fucking nuts because he's fucking nuts.
Yes.
I don't think we should shy away from that anymore. I mean, the GOP has let a nutball into the fucking White House. I mean, I don't know how else. You know,
yeah.
I don't know what to think about that.
I'm a pioneer.
Got a hilarious Alex Jones clip coming up for y'all. I vetted it earlier and was laughing my butt off.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait.
I love Satan!
He does.
And Trump listens to this Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Talks to him, apparently.
Well, apparently he's not going to be Snapchatting with Steve Bannon anymore.
Oh, that's so sad.
Since their love fest is over, we'll get to that. There's a couple of great tweets.
Oh,
he's losing his fucking mind. Let's see.
He's lost his mind.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll get a little bit more into religiosity trying to ram itself sideways into a hole you don't want them to.
Right. Fuck you, Jesus people.
And
you're killing us.
And why are you talking about the Muslims?
Because we're here. We're in the Bible Belt, you know?
Yeah, if somebody was trying to ram Sharia into me, I would be as vocal and upset.
But they are.
Right. I don't drive around this town and see 7 mosques per block.
You know,
like there are churches in this town.
Hey, and you know what? If Jesus died for his sins, for our sins, okay, that's his choice. I didn't ask him to crawl up on that cross, so get off my dick about
it. Who asked you?
Who asked you? Don't die for my sins. That's the stupidest fucking shit I've ever heard in my life. Don't be a loser.
Oh, my God. When I was looking for Faithless Friday stories, I saw another story. I wasn't going to talk about it, but why the fuck not? I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, God fucking bless you. Is it true that if your eyelids don't snap shut
no.
when you sneeze? Well, okay, but your eyelids went shut, I saw.
Well, yeah, but if I pull them open, Clockwork Orange style, they're not going to shoot across the room.
Well, don't.
And spring back, Bugs Bunny style.
I don't know that you're not true, but listen, I can, don't try it, because I don't know how to operate this shit, you know, if your eyeballs fall.
Thanks for your concern.
Well, I'm concerned
for our other than my
audience.
Utilitarian
yes.
aspect.
By the way, the heating guy might come in during our show.
Yeah,
and fuck
it might
everything
be,
up. But I'm watching the window, so don't worry about it. I can see.
We might have an aborted show if
abortion.
If part of the component of repairing our HVAC system, HVAC system.
Hate vac.
Is part of the attic because the only hole up to the attic is right here in Crab
Diving Studio. I'm watching the window, and if the heat guy waddles in front, I'll jump up. I got it.
Okay. If that, he might just have to work on the outside unit.
Unit.
But otherwise, we may have to cut the show short because I'm not going to scream and yell about this stuff with a heating repairman right here 3 feet away.
Fuck that.
There's a story that they unearthed over at the Friendly Atheist blog. It's an older video, but I guess they just found out, you know, they just saw this part of it. It was just brought to their attention. But it's this Christianist preacher, creepy lunatic, who said, like, talks about proudly having a wooden spoon that they used to discipline their 3-year-old.
Oh,
with.
My God.
And said one time he did something wrong, and they're like, well, you know, you're going to have to get your spanking because you did something wrong. But, here.
Barbarians. Why are you hitting your fucking children? Honestly.
No, wait. It gets even weirder.
God.
Well, here it is. Okay. We're dipping into Faithless Friday early, even before we get to the headlines. But just the
Daddy
story
hits
is,
me with a wooden spoon.
Wait.
No, when my son Nathan was about 3 years old, one day I decided to try to teach him this. He had done something wrong, and we had a wooden spoon, one of those stirring spoons, you know. That's what we used to spank. That was our board of education. And so Nathan had done something wrong, and we took him into the bedroom, my wife and I, and I said, Nathan, you did something wrong. You deserve a spanking today. But I'm going to do something different because I want to teach you something else. I'm going to bend over, and I want mommy to spank me.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is this Mike Pence?
This is...
Mommy, mother?
Dr. Terry Mortensen from Answers in Genesis. He works with Ken fucking Ham.
Oh, okay.
The Ark the fake arc dude or the arc replica dude.
I want to see where the fuck this guy
is. What's going on? Just Kate.
Kate got under here and just took out my whole system. It's like
she doesn't do well with wires.
No, no, she doesn't.
Yeah, listen to this. So
I wanted
to teach him. So I told him I'm going to bend over.
I would almost rather, no, I mean, don't hit the kid, but what do you want your kid to learn from this?
Oh, wait.
Education. And so Nathan had done something wrong, and we took him into the bedroom.
First of all, if you're beating your child with a wooden spoon, you're committing child abuse.
Absolutely.
We're long past those days.
Yeah. Can't you read a book about how to parent or something like that? I mean, we don't have to hit children. It's fucked up.
My wife and I, and I said, Nathan, you did something wrong. You deserve a spanking today. But I'm going to do something different because I want to teach you something else. I'm going to bend over and I want mommy to spank me because I want to take your place. So I bent over and she gave me a walloping. And that hurt. he just sat there and his eyes were wide open. And I said, that's what Jesus did for you.
Jesus bent over and took one for you, kid.
Oh, your poor kid, man. I mean.
So that's what.
I don't
that's why
know.
What you
this
said that made me think of that.
There's no way this kid is not fucked up.
Right.
I mean, just supremely fucked.
His dad thinks the world's 6,000 years old.
Is that really? But that's what God did to Jesus? I mean, if you want, I mean, listen, in your fictional book that you're basing your parenting upon, I mean, didn't God have some Romans nail Jesus to wood and crucify him and then put thorns on his fucking head? I mean, I think Jesus would be like, it was different than getting beaten with a wooden spoon.
Jesus would have taken the spoon, I think.
By your wife. Ooh, yes. Right. Jesus would have preferred the fucking spoon.
Yeah.
Give me the colander.
Ooh.
God, somebody take his kids away.
And he just sat there and his eyes were wide open. And I said, that's what Jesus did for you. He died in your place. But the fact that Jesus died doesn't mean that everybody's saved. We have to personally come to him and say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done.
Ugh. We're all unworthy. You're all scum. You're all bad. God. And no. Only believing in some vengeful, angry deity is going to save you.
And let's just all say, this guy, yeah, he's misguided, but he's stupid. This is ignorance.
Well, right. He's a doctor, though, Ryan.
He's a fucking idiot. I want to know where he got his doctorate. Who gave him those letters?
Well, let's find out.
Bob Jones or something like that?
Dr. Terry Mortensen.
Oh, God.
Is his name from Answers in Genesis.
Dude, that is familiar. That name is familiar.
Oh, this is criminal. Dr. Terry Mortensen holds a Master's of Divinity. And a PhD in what? The history of geology.
The history of rocks? Like, what the fuck? I could get a PhD in that.
The history of geology.
The history of rocks, baby. These are what rocks are. The rocks just sit there. What do you mean? And if he believes.
From where? I want to know where he holds his Masters of Divinity, which, for one, I want to know what that is.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And PhD in the history of geology. So, does he actually know about geology?
What the fuck? I mean, no, he knows about the history of it.
He wouldn't believe in it if he's an Answers in Genesis guy. He doesn't believe in sedimentary analysis. He doesn't believe that all of everything took place over millions of years.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
That's the only information they have for him over at the answersingenesis.org website. So I was just...
I mean, who the fuck?
Anyway,
Hey, listen, the good news is that kid didn't get hit with a spoon. You know, and also I thought... When he bent over and mommy was going to do something to him, I thought it was going to be you know. Yeah.
That's later after supremely the kid went to bed.
Man, I just, oh, God. God, fuck you, Twitter. It locked the account. Now it's sending a text message to your phone so I can get in it. God damn it. The fuck? What is that? Let me see. There you go. Jesus Christ. I'm just trying to retweet shit so we can get an audience.
Wait, so we had to change the password again?
No, I didn't change it. It's just asking me to verify.
Oh.
Account unlocked. Can you continue to Twitter?
Oh, well, okay, there you go.
I want to hit somebody at
maybe
Twitter with a
wooden
spoon.
Maybe it's because it's a new device, a different device.
No.
Anyway, let's see what's going on in your headlines today.
Yes.
For these characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So freaking deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, January 5th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. That's fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I'm going to hit mommy with a wooden spoon, and I want you to watch.
The other
mommy's going to
hit. Mommy's going to hit daddy. I'm going to take one for you, kid, just like Jesus did.
God damn.
Do you think he dropped his pants?
I hope not. I hope it's the least traumatic.
We bend over and say, thank you, enemy.
God, quit bending over for Jesus. It doesn't exist. It doesn't
exist.
Well,
go ahead. Just don't.
It's not real.
Just don't mess up your kids with it. I mean.
I think we're past the part, believe what you want. I mean, maybe you shouldn't be able to have kids if you're way into Jesus like this. I mean.
I saw a pretty good. It wasn't good because the religionist was coming up with the dumbest arguments ever. But on Twitter, arguing with some sane atheists about. Atheists say, well, everybody's born atheist. Because you're indoctrinated into whatever religion you just so happen to geographically.
Well, of course.
Adhere to where you were born. You're in the majority group.
How the fuck would you be born with a whole fucking monomyth of guy getting nailed to a cross and all kinds of bullshit carrying on, like implanted into your brain?
There were a couple Christians on the Twitter losing their minds over that one.
Oh, God. What mind? What are you losing?
No, you're born into Christ.
No, listen, worship your orange daddy Trump that you voted for. He's a perfect picture of mental health.
Over to the commie pinko liberal
effete
Huff Post. This is unreal.
Yes.
Shame on Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Grassley, we knew, was a loathsome carbuncle and a dead yak's testicle.
Ooh,
but Lindsey Graham occasionally seemed to have. I think Don's got something on him, or
on Lindsey,
or Vlad.
Yes,
Don was like, Vlad, I don't like this Lindsey Graham. He's against me in the Senate, and
right.
Vlad was like, well, give me 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah,
and sent him a dossier. Because all of a sudden, Lindsey Graham's tune changed, remember? And
he's
playing golf with him. Now he's big buds with him.
Right.
Well, today these assholes have called for a criminal investigation.
Yes.
Of Christopher Steele.
Right.
The guy that wrote the dossier.
Yeah, yeah, the spy, the super spy.
They want him investigated.
Why?
Criminally.
For what? The guy did research. He put together a paper with evidence, right?
Well, right.
I mean, what you can, listen, you can't.
He talked to his sources and he wrote down what they said.
You can't.
It was never intended to be proven and corroborated. Some of it, he even said. These were initial notes from interviews and correspondences he had with sources about different shit.
I think some of
them corroborated each other.
I think I'm going to win a dollar. I think Trump's going to fire Mueller. No. I think based on what? His mental fitness? I mean, I don't know what is out of the realm of possibilities with Schittler and these fuck sticks. I mean, because you know, Lindsey Graham maybe isn't loony, and he knows that there's no way you can throw someone in jail for researching shit. I mean, you just can't do that.
So the Senate Judiciary Committee, supposed to be probing whether the Russian government colluded with President Donald Trump's campaign. So this is what they're supposed to be looking into, the Russian influence.
Right.
And they're going after Christopher Steele.
Because they're saying that the Russia investigation is based off this dossier.
Which we've found out unequivocally this week that it wasn't, because of Poopy Dupolis getting drunk and shooting off his stupid mouth.
It's your dumbass people that you hired. They're all stupid as fuck. You didn't need Christopher Steele.
So the first public criminal referral to come out of this inquiry is now going after Christopher Steele.
It's like the GOP, they don't care. They don't care about figuring out what went on with the Russians. They could give a shit.
So these investigations are shams by these fucking treasonous Republicans in the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
It says here on the HuffPo, the recommendation fuels criticism that the committee's investigation is splintered along party lines, with Republicans reportedly more interested in looking into matters involving Trump's 2016 rival, Hillary Clinton.
Good God. She lost. You know?
Yeah.
She's not in office right now. Is she elected president? And I just don't know.
I mean, this doesn't really mean anything.
Yes.
But in a letter to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray, Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham recommended criminal charges against Christopher Steele for potentially violating the U.S. law that prohibits individuals from making false statements to federal investigators.
But
what false statements did he make?
He didn't. It's not like he wrote a fiction and bound it up.
This is what I was told is what he wrote down.
He was upfront about it.
And nowhere does right. And it's so but the stuff that he learned so disturbed him that he started telling other people, and eventually it got to John McCain.
Yeah. This is how the Republicans operate.
But by that time, they had already Poopy Doopy had already shot off his fucking mouth, I believe.
This is how they operate. They don't like the what's being found out in the investigation. So instead of taking the information and doing something with it, they want to, you know, they want to delegitimize the source.
The attorney for Fusion GPS, which is the organization that Christopher Steele worked for at the time.
Yes.
Said the letter is a potential attempt to discredit government sources in the midst of an ongoing criminal investigation.
Damn. I mean, you know, Lindsey doesn't give a fuck. The Republicans don't fucking give a shit. It's crazy. It's insane.
Mueller, fortunately, and his investigators have already talked to Steele a long time ago, apparently. So, you know, it's not going to affect anything that has to do with what's going on with Mueller. But these assholes are trying to discredit.
Yeah.
What do we do if Mueller drops a big giant bomb, says, here's the proof, and the Republicans say, we don't care. We think it's all lies.
I think that's what's going to happen. I don't know that. Why would we
then
think?
I fear the motherfucker will be burned to the ground because there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be taken to the streets that aren't going to put up with that.
But why would we? The Republicans haven't done anything in the past to make us believe that they would do the right thing.
Right.
They don't fucking give a shit. If they think they can get something out of Schindler being president, they don't fucking care. I mean, maybe the Russians have compromise on Paul Ryan and Mitch the bitch.
Yeah,
it's not out of the realm of possibilities. I mean, maybe they have a vested interest in poo-pooing this Christopher Steele dossier. They don't give a shit.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yeah.
It's about how the treasonous scumbag Republicans of the Senate are Judiciary Committee or want to go after the messenger.
Right.
Want to shoot the messenger and pretend that he lied or something like that, where there's no way.
I mean, why would you rather Christopher Steele not have come forward? Yeah, that's probably what they want. God, how ugly. This is what the end of the Republican Party looks like. It's disgusting. Or
the end of America.
Yeah.
The end of our democracy if they win.
Yeah, and but think about it. Imagine if you live in South Korea. So that means our Republican Party is fine with Hitler shooting his mouth off at a dictator who could very well level Seoul. And they don't give a shit. They have no regard for the fucking planet.
Well, and who wants to sit down and do a deal with us when...
Why would you trust us?
Yeah, when Trump pulled out of the Paris deal, when Trump wants to rip up the Iran deal.
Yeah.
Why would anybody do a deal with America and trust that they're going to stick to it?
What? Yeah. Why would they? Why would they want to look like assholes?
That's one of the reasons, you know, presidents are reluctant to reverse major policies of previous presidents like that or deals because of that exact reason. We don't want to look like we're... untrustworthy.
And the thing is, diplomacy could be very valuable dealing with somebody like Iran or North Korea or something, right? I mean, we don't have any credibility. How are we supposed to stop something bad from happening?
Right. I don't know.
You know, because we're crazy. We're like nuts. A fucking president sits around in bed all day watching fucking Fox and Friends eating chicken legs. Ah, God.
There we go. I just think we need to be ready to shut the country down. General strikes, everything. If that happens, that means we've been taken over by Russia.
We have been then. I mean,
or they don't. The best case is they don't care. Is the Republicans don't care. Worst case, yeah, they're complicit and they want to turn us into Russia West.
You know, Crooked Hillary said something fucking earlier this year, last year. She said, why are we letting the Russians have the upper hand anyway? Why? Politically, they don't have any footing on the planet.
Well, and economically, they're fucked.
Yeah. But we're letting them take advantage of us.
Yeah.
Because they've got something on Donald fucking Trump. All because of Donald fucking Trump. It's nuts. Oh, God. I have so much rage. If you voted for him, my God, fuck you. You obviously don't give a fuck, right?
Right.
You know what keeps driving by Crab Diving Studios? Some gigantic Viking float or some being pulled by a...
I see that.
What the fuck is that? It's gone by our place like four fucking times since we've been on the fucking air. What are they doing? Why is there a Viking?
What's going on?
Why is there a Viking ship on wheels? Yeah.
19. Now, it was still the big headlines also coming from the Wolf book, the Michael Wolf book.
Right.
He started doing interviews now. The book was pushed up and officially released today.
Yes.
Donald Trump tweeting last night, "I authorized zero access to White House." Parentheses actually turned him down many times. "For author of phony book!" Exclamation point. "I never spoke to him for book. Full of lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist. Look at this guy's past and watch what happens to him and Sloppy Steve." That's his new name.
Watch what happens
to
him.
Yeah, look, watch what happens to him.
What in the... That's a threat? Is that a threat for other people to see?
"Look at this guy's past and watch what happens to him and Sloppy Steve."
You know, now I just picture Hitler in his quarters at the White House just running around, fucking fast food all over his face. Just like, tweet, 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 tweet. Watch what happens to him. Like, what's going to happen to him? The fuck,
an hour
dude?
Later, he's all upset. "The fake news media barely mentions the fact that the stock market just hit another new record. And that business in the U.S. is booming. But the people know. Can you imagine if O in parentheses or in scare quotes? O.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if O was president and had these numbers? Would be the biggest story on earth. Dow now over 25,000. Yeah, it would be a good story because his policies are the ones that brought about this reversal from the George Bush recession.
Yes. Fuck yes. And listen, Trump, I am sorry, but objectively, the shit coming out of this book and coming out of the news in the last few days, I don't give a fuck what else is going on. You have to be, well, mentally ill, you know, to think that this wouldn't be in the headlines. We got a president running around the fucking White House like a lunatic. Everybody that works for him says he's crazy. Joe Scarborough sincerely wondered if you could actually fucking read your bananas. You're nuts.
Then he tweeted about the Dow again.
Oh, God.
Blah, blah, blah. Jobs, jobs, jobs. $6 trillion in value created, which I'm again wondering, where'd that go?
Yeah, I don't know. I just picture him sitting in his room fucking taking the bun off a Big Mac and cramming it in his fucking pie hole, yelling at fucking Fox and Friends.
8 hours ago this morning.
Yes.
He tweeted, well, comma.
I don't understand him.
Well, now that collusion with Russia is proving to be a total hoax.
What?
It's not.
It's not.
He says it every time. It's just he's really doing the Hitlerian say something enough times and then the people believe it.
You know, I got to tell you, this whole shit about him living in a bubble, about how his handlers or whoever is around him all the time to keep him in line, they just tell him what he wants
like
to hear.
Like a child. Michael Wolff said today that the one word that absolutely everybody he talked to about the president used at one point was that he's like a child. Everybody.
Yeah. Well, I get it. I get it why you want to tell him this Russia thing's going to be wrapped up soon. Yeah. He's crazy as fuck.
Now that the collusion with Russia is proving to be a total hoax, and the only collusion is with Hillary Clinton and the FBI / Russia.
Hillary.
The fake news media, parentheses, mainstream, close parentheses.
Yeah.
And this phony new book are hitting out at every new front imaginable. They should try winning an election. Sad. Exclamation point.
Hey, Hillary, I'm going to give you a pointer. The next time you set up your Outlook or you have a new email address or something, go to settings. And in settings, you can find your outgoing and incoming server.
Yeah, yeah.
Just make sure that's the right one. Just please make sure it's the right one or all the shit will happen again. You know what I mean? Just check your fucking server settings.
And then my favorite 7 hours ago. The Mercer family recently dumped the leaker known as Sloppy Steve Bannon. Smart exclamation point.
I mean, I look at Steve and I'm like, that is a leaker. I mean, look at all the sores on his fucking face. It seems like there's shit drizzling out of him all over, you know? The leaker. You're a leaker.
No, you're a leaker.
What? He can't compare himself to Obama. Trump, you got to stop that. There's nothing similar to you and Obama, except that you both have lived in the White House.
Yeah.
There's no drama Obama. Was there anything this interesting that ever came out about Obama? Did we ever hear about him hoarding food and being worried about being poisoned all the time?
Well, he's black.
Oh, God. You're right.
Don't forget.
Damn it. I always forget he's black. That is my mistake.
There's that great sin he was born with.
I'm sorry, universe.
So that's the headline over there. And the drudgies are dredging up.
The leaker. You're a leaker.
The Drudge Report's all about Michael Wolff.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they're trying to discredit him a little bit. Wolff admits not sure all true. Well, only in as much as he wrote what people told him.
Right. So
he said, this is what Bannon said happened.
Yes.
He didn't say, I then went and talked to the president who said, that's bullshit.
How are you supposed to do that? Are you supposed to go to the president and say, hey, everyone in this White House said you act like a child. Is that fucking true, Donald?
Well, there was one guy on telly today.
Hello.
Who is a former staffer who apparently still likes the president, and they asked him, well, did you ever call the president an idiot or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, you know, I'm from Jersey. or something like that. He's like, you know, I'm from New York. I say things. I might have said, you know. He didn't say no.
That is a good answer.
So
though.
He's like, yeah, I called him a fucking idiot.
Do you ever call the president an idiot? I'm from Jersey.
You're damn fucking right I did, you fucking asshole.
Oh, my God. Listen, if that guy asked me questions about him, I'd be like, yeah, yeah, fuck off. I don't want to. But you know what, though? If it's true, if people on his staff used child, idiot to refer to this fucking guy, then they have a fucking duty to tell the people of our country this, don't they? I mean, don't they have a responsibility to America to say, listen, there's a guy with access to the launch codes that's cuckoo for fucking Cocoa Puffs, and maybe he can't fucking read.
But they got their tax breaks through almost.
Oh, my God.
They got their tax breaks through. They almost killed Obamacare.
Oh, look, I got all my tax breaks. My face is melting off from a dirty bomb. Kim Jong-un sailed into fucking L.A. Harbor. Who gives a shit?
Well, now they're fighting amongst each other a little bit because Paul Ryan is turgid, thinking of the possibility of being able to make sure your grannies like cat food out there.
Yes.
Because he was saying, well, now that we're done with that, I think, now that we're done with taxes, I think we should go after, and he calls it welfare reform.
Oh,
and
my God.
Entitlement reform, because, you know, that's the big driver of our deficit, even though they just blew a hole in the deficit with their evil tax breaks for zillionaires.
God damn it, Donald Trump. Your campaign, you know what your campaign did? It showed all the Republicans, all your fellow Republican fucking assholes, and said, look, you really can't court these stupid people. And they really will believe anything. Yeah. So just don't worry about it. Say the most blatant bullshit you want to. Welfare reform.
Tell them the homos are coming to get them. And the trannies are hiding in the bathrooms. And all this horrible shit's happening.
Yeah, the idea.
I use trannies because that's what they would say.
No, I understand.
I know it's a pejorative.
Yes, yes, yes. And I tell you, the idea of California seceding, I mean, why would that be a bad thing? I mean, I couldn't afford to live in that fucking country, but still.
Maybe prices would go down.
No, I think it might go up, but because everybody would want to move there.
They owe that weed money now, though.
Yeah.
As long as they can keep Jeff Sessions out of there.
My God, the GOP, you're just so stupid and evil and heinous. Oh, God, I hate you. But I hate the people that vote for you worse. Hate all around. Fuck this.
So, you know, the spin over Drudge is that Wolf admits not sure it's all true. Says book sensation rocks the nation, and they're going after him for this. I 100% respect what he said. This isn't shoddy journalism. He said, the question was, he was talking to, I think, Savannah Guthrie on Today's Show.
Yes.
And he said, here it is.
Savannah Guthrie.
Well, the president, obviously, as you know, tweeted about you last night. He says, I authorized zero access to the White House, actually turned you down many times, said he never spoke to you for the book. It's full of lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist. So as good a place to start as any. Did you talk to the president?
What was I doing there if he didn't want me to be there?
Well, let me ask you, did
other reporters yesterday when they asked Sarah Huckabee, she's like, oh, he was, who? He wasn't around hardly at all. They're like, we saw him everywhere.
Have you been to the White House?
No.
I mean, I've looked at it from Pennsylvania Avenue, but I assume you have to have permission and shit.
Well,
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
They check credentials.
He can't just walk in there.
There for a long time.
Hey, I'm writing a book. Can I sit down here and jack off a little bit? Do you mind?
So, you know, they're saying, well, he just pretended to be nice to the president to get in there.
If he didn't want me to be there.
Well, let me ask you, did you talk to the president? Did you interview him for this book?
I absolutely spoke to the president, whether he realized it was an interview or not. I don't know, but it certainly was not off the record. I am certainly and absolutely in every way comfortable with everything I've reported in this book.
Would you release any of those recordings since your credibility is being questioned?
My credibility is being questioned by a man who has less credibility than perhaps anyone who has ever walked on Earth at this point.
He's got a point.
That's funny.
Anyone who has ever walked on Earth at this point.
Before you stand by everything in the book, nothing made up.
Absolutely everything in the book.
Your former editor at Vanity Fair, Graydon Carter, said he wasn't surprised you'd written this explosive book. He was surprised they let you in the door at the White House. Are you surprised?
No, I'm a nice guy. I go in.
Did you flatter your way in?
I certainly said what was ever necessary to get the story.
Did you flatter your way in? I certainly said whatever necessary to get this. He sucked Trump's dick and ended up with the biggest book of the century.
And what's wrong with that?
I don't have a problem with that.
He's a journalist.
Right.
He's a fucking journalist. And by the way, I would think my president would be savvy enough to deal with someone sucking my dick.
There's someone's writing a story about me.
I mean, Trump.
He's writing a great story about me.
I mean, you know, when a lot of sometimes, you know, when you have people compliment you that you don't know them that well, I don't know what this means, but I automatically think, what do you want from me? Why are you telling me this? That's my thought first. And then, you know, I smile and shit, of course, but I'm suspicious. I don't get it.
Well, in certain circumstances, we're also performers, so.
Yeah, I mean, stand up, I just assume.
I'm
going to pay for this compliment in some way. But like, Trump doesn't, God, if you're president, wouldn't you be on red alert for people trying to bullshit you? How mentally ill is he? Yeah. God, do you know what I mean?
All of them.
So like,
there wasn't any of these idiots running around saying, "What's with the old bald guy in the hallway?"
That we're in the middle of stupid gate. This is stupid fucking Watergate, like John Oliver said.
And somebody on telly today, one of the pundits said, "Nobody's capable of Googling Michael Wolff,
right,
to find out everything about this guy. This is the guy that did the same thing to Rupert Murdoch, followed him around like he was his lovey puppy,
yes,
and then turned around and." Stabbed a big, well deserved, I think, Rupert Murdoch.
Right. Why wouldn't they know?
Nobody
this?
Deserves it more than Rupert Murdoch.
That is a really good point.
He's like,
Trump is friends with Rupert Murdoch.
They couldn't
right?
Google. Well, Rupert Murdoch thinks he's an idiot.
But they know each other. Yeah. I mean, they know each other. Nobody said, hey, this guy coming in to interview you just fucked Rupert Murdoch in the ass. Maybe we shouldn't let him in.
It's pretty easy to Google.
I mean, you can't blame this guy. You can't blame this guy for being good at what the fuck he does.
He keeps going back to the New York Times.
Right.
That he's so, because of his fragility growing up in New York, to him, the New York Times, even though he thinks it's fake news.
Yeah, they're failing.
The failing New York Times fake news. He wants a fluff piece. He wants the front page to say, we love you, Don.
Yeah.
And he's still. That's why. Wasn't that guy from the New York Times? The interview he gave the other day?
Oh, that dude.
That Hope Hicks didn't know about?
What's his face?
Was it Times?
It was the New York Times. Yeah. Yeah. It was.
Right. Or the Post? The Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Eva.
It wasn't the Washington Post. I don't think he would have said that. But, you know, it's sort of like the fact that this guy went into the White House, was able to manipulate Schindler and all these other fucknuts into saying this. I mean, doesn't it speak to the veracity of it? I mean, he's a good journalist.
Right.
Why would he go to the trouble? What's in it for him to make this shit up?
Well, yeah, and he was there. It's not like I started writing an expose about what happened in the White House.
Sarah Huckabee is supposed to make us believe that I saw pictures of this guy. Was he a ninja? Did he sneak into the fucking White House? I don't think so.
The reporters yesterday were like, Sarah, we saw him. We saw him. He was on the other side walking around with you guys.
He was hanging the fuck out.
We saw him.
It's the White House, motherfuckers.
They're all dumb. Somebody asked him, you know, weren't you waiting for somebody to be like, what the hell is he doing here? Get out of here. And he said, he said, basically, It's such a shit show, and it's so chaotic that nobody noticed him. I mean, he's good enough.
Yeah.
Apparently, he says, I said what I needed to say to get the story.
Right. Damn. Well, I just see, like, this sort of also, to me, it speaks to how the Trump administration sees themselves. I mean, do they know how crazy and dysfunctional and insane they come off? Or do they not see it like that? Do they think they run a normal White House, I guess?
I don't think so, because another excerpt I saw from the book was about Skeksis Barbie.
Yeah.
Kellyanne Conway, and how she is like, has two personalities, that she has the heinous subhuman vile creature we see on television.
Right.
Fiercely defending him at all costs. But then all other times she reacts to things he says and does. She rolls her eyes. She throws her head back. She gasps. that she's like, there's this duality.
So why was this guy let in? I mean, if somebody comes in and says, I'm going to write a book about Trump and the fucking White House, wouldn't this make people think, well, maybe we don't need that?
Well, and he couldn't have been in there without Trump's ultimate okay.
You're right. So he flattered his way. He sucked.
They're trying to blame Bannon.
Yeah.
They're saying, well, Bannon let him in.
Well, I mean, you could see why Bannon might do that.
Pretty fucking brilliant if he did, but.
Oh, my God. Listen, what's this guy's name? Wolf?
Michael Wolf with two Fs.
Thank you. Oof. The country thanks you. I mean, this guy is doing the country a fucking service. We should know who the fuck Schindler is. We should know how peculiar and bizarre this fucking guy is. Look at the way he drinks a fucking water bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's something wrong with him.
And that he said in that interview with the Today Show, he said, "Well, I'm going to say what Steve Bannon says. He's losing it, or he's lost it.
Shit.
He's lost it."
Right.
She said, "Well, what are you trying to say by telling people that he couldn't remember a string of friends at Mar-a-Lago one night, or he did this and his that he's always been someone who tells the same story over and over and over and over kind of thing."
Yeah. Oh, God.
But that it's been,
he's a bore,
that it's been much worse. And more and smaller intervals. Now, he said, for example, it might have been every hour that you heard the same three stories.
Oh, my God.
And now it's down to like every 20 minutes. And she's like, "Well, what are you trying to say?" He goes, "Well, I'm going to quote Steve Bannon. He's lost it."
God, what do you think he's trying to say? He's trying to say he's fucking crazy. Right. Who else repeats the same story every fucking 20 minutes? Somebody with brain damage. Somebody who's fucked up in the head.
Yeah.
You know, there's a better way to say that. But.
The right wingers are losing their minds over Wolf saying, I said whatever I needed to say to get the story. Ooh, yeah. Well, that's not fair.
And think about this guy saying the same, even if he's saying the same story three times every hour.
Trump.
This guy is supposed to be the dude that's supposed to be able to explain the tax bill. He's supposed to be able to explain the Trump care. Right. He can't explain jack shit.
Because he doesn't know it.
How does he read briefs? How does he function?
Pictures and bullet points, remember? One page with big pictures and bullet points for him.
Boy, I tell you, these people in his cabinet, this General Kelly and Mattis, they are just propping up a lunatic. If they had any scruples, they would come forward and tell someone. They would go get the Speaker of the House or something. They would ring alarm bells. But they don't fucking care. Damn.
Wolf said that, he wrote a column for Hollywood Reporter today to talk more about what was going on.
Yes.
He said, who is this, Wolf? Wolf yeah, Blitzer. Michael Wolf.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I interviewed Donald Trump for the Hollywood Reporter in June 2016. He seemed to have liked or not disliked the piece I wrote. Great cover. His press assistant, Hope Hicks, emailed me after it came out, even though it was a picture of a belligerent Trump in mirrored sunglasses. After the election, I proposed to him that I come to the White House and report an inside story for later publication. Journalistically, as a fly on the wall.
Oh, my God.
Which he seemed to misconstrue as a request for a job. No, I said, I'd just like to watch and write a book. A book? He responded.
What a nut.
Losing interest. I hear a lot of people want to write books.
Is that what he said?
I don't know.
I hear a lot of people want to write books.
Then he said, do you know Ed Klein, who is the guy that wrote all those ridiculous conspiracy anti-Hillary books?
Okay. Shit.
Do you know Ed Klein?
Oh, yeah, I know Ed. He's great.
He writes books.
I'm a big fan of Ed Klein. Jesus Christ.
Great guy. I think he should write a book about me, Trump said. But sure, he then seemed to say, knock yourself out.
He did, nutball. Wait, a fly on the wall.
Since the White House was often uncertain about what the president meant or did not mean in any given utterance, his non-disapproval became kind of passport for me to hang around.
Wow.
I think this guy's brilliant.
Yeah.
Checking in each week at the Hay Adams Hotel, making appointments with various senior staffers who put my name in their system, and then wandering across the street to the White House, plunking myself down day after day on a couch in the West Wing.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't you have loved that? That would be amazing.
I guess. I don't know.
So the guy's just sitting there. Oh, dude, he's sitting there with his laptop just taking fucking notes. Nobody was like, hey, there's this journalist on the couch writing down all the crazy fucking shit we do.
The West Wing is configured such a way the ante room is quite a thoroughfare. Everybody passes by. Assistants, young women in the Trump uniform of short skirts, high boots, long and loose hair.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like Fox News, doesn't it?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
As well as in situation comedy proximity, all the new stars of the show. Steve Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, Reince Priebus, Sean Spicer, Jared Kushner, Mike Pence, Gary Cohn, Michael Flynn.
You sound like the announcer on the Larry Sanders show. And your host, Larry. Hey now. God, this is so great. Good for this Wolf guy, man. Good job, dude. Damn. Are you going to read this book? I'm going
to
read this
book. Their initial response was to hawkishly defend him. He demands it. And by defending him, they seem to be defending themselves. Sean Spicer said, you can't make this shit up. Soon to be portrayed as the most hapless man in America, he muttered to himself after his tortured press briefing on the first day of the new administration when he was called to justify the president's inaugural crowd numbers.
Oh, my God.
And soon enough, he adopted this as his personal mantra. You can't make this shit up, is what the press secretary was saying every fucking day.
Sean, you made it up, I guess. I mean, you did, right?
Good God.
How crazy. And then
they said that Sean Spicer was hesitant to take the job, asking people, should I take it? Will I ever be able to work anywhere again? Who told him yes?
Oh, my God. Some evil
cut
motherfucker.
Those people off.
They didn't like you. They must not have liked you, Sean. Imagine your first day. You got to go in there. You got to lie about the number of people at the inauguration. And then you come in and talk to your boss, and he gives you shit about the fucking suit you wore. Right? Didn't Schiller say a suit looked like shit? God damn.
There was some effort to ascribe to Trump magical powers. In an early conversation, half comic, half desperate, Bannon tried to explain Trump as having a particular kind of Jungian brilliance. That's exactly what I would...
Oh, yes.
I'm more of a Nietzsche fan.
Can you go get me a cheeseburger? I'm worried about being poisoned.
Trump, obviously without having read Jung, somehow had access to the collective unconscious of the other half of the country. And two, a gift for inventing archetypes. Little Marco, low-energy Jeb, the failing New York Times.
By the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. I think tomorrow I'm putting up an article from CNN. It lists Trump's top nicknames that he's given people. Like, goes through
great.
All of them.
Sloppy Steve, I kind of like.
My favorites. It's got to be low-energy
Please
Jeb.
Clap.
I don't know why that's... Yeah, that's funny as shit. Low-energy
Please
Jeb.
Clap.
But poor Jeb. You know, fuck Jeb, but honestly, when he heard that the first time, he must have been like, damn. Hey, low energy? Am I low energy? I'm just not a nut. Low energy, Jeb.
You're boring.
Yeah, you suck, Jeb. You sucked so hard.
Everybody in the West Wing, this is, again, Michael Wolff from The Hollywood Reporter. Everybody in the West Wing tried with some panic to explain him and sheepishly their own reason for being there.
Yes.
He's intuitive. He gets it. He has a mind meld with his base.
He's nuts!
But there was a palpable relief of an emperor's new clothes sort.
Yes.
When longtime Trump staffer Sam Nunberg, fired by Trump during the campaign, but credited with knowing him better than anyone else.
Right.
When he came back into the fold and said widely, he's just a fucking fool.
I mean, dude, I'm speechless. I don't know. I don't know what we're supposed to think about all this shit.
Part of that foolishness was his inability to deal with his own family. In a way, this gave him a human dimension. Even Donald Trump couldn't say no to his kids. It's a little complicated, he explained to Reince Priebus about why he needed to give his daughter and son-in-law jobs.
Oh, my God.
It's a little complicated.
See, now, I want to know what the fuck that means. Is that in the book? Does it explain that shit?
No, that's just what it says.
I want to know. What do you mean? I mean, are your kids blackmailing you? I mean, you're can't you just tell them to fuck off and go hunting somewhere?
Well, there's another another story today that, you know, more came out. Where's this headline here? Oh, President Donald Trump.
Yes.
At one point, shortly after taking over as White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly had a meeting with the president and wanted to discuss the roles Jared Kushner and Trump's eldest daughter, Ivanka. Oh, he does have another daughter.
Tiffany?
We always forget about Tiffany.
Why didn't Tiffany have a job? What? Why? I mean, honestly.
She came out of Marla's vagina.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ivanka would have in the administration going forward.
Right.
So John Kelly met with the president. And he's like, what do we do with them?
Let him stay the fuck home.
Kelly sought to make changes and institute order in a White House that had been rather dysfunctional under his predecessor, Reince Priebus.
Nine.
And he wanted to control access to Trump's office.
Right.
This is Newsweek.
God, listen, that's not a complicated thing. They're trying to not let people into Trump's fucking office.
Trump, or Kelly, according to the book, wanted to find a way to squeeze the politically inexperienced Kushner and Ivanka out of the administration. Trump instead envisioned a much larger role for his son-in-law.
Right. Of course. Why not?
From the book, quote, in an early meeting with the president, General Kelly had Jared and Ivanka on his agenda. How the president saw their role, what he thought was working and not working about it. How he envisioned it going forward.
Right.
It was all intended to be a politic way of opening a discussion about getting them out.
Ivanka, right?
But the president was, Kelly soon learned, delighted with all aspects of their performance in the West Wing.
He's bananas.
Maybe at some point, Jared would become Secretary of State.
God
Holy
damn.
Holy fucking shit.
Let's just... John Kerry. Hillary Clinton.
Madeleine Albright.
Presenting Jared Kushner. Give it up for Jared Kushner, everybody.
Holy
Your
fucking
Secretary
shit.
Secretary of motherfucking state, baby. He's a failed real estate dude.
But the most John Kelly, according to the book, the most John Kelly could do was get the president to acknowledge that the couple should be part of a greater organizational discipline in the White when the West Wing and should not readily jump in the line.
Okay, good job. Good job. Hey, at least we credit John Kelly with not having
Secretary
Jared be Secretary
of fucking State.
I mean, is this before or after the shit came out about him lying on his forms and stuff like that? Is that after this or
after? Yeah. That shit about his forms was early on.
Who lies on a form for your job about your past or whatever?
I left some stuff out. Oh, wait, there's a news report. I left more out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a second. Another news report. Oh, you know what? I left that out too.
Oh, gee, I'm going to give you a promotion. You get to be Secretary of State now. Damn. I mean, you know, if you make someone Secretary of State, doesn't that sort of infer that out of all the people in this country, he's the most qualified or she's the most qualified to be Secretary of State because you're not picking anyone else?
Yes.
So you're telling me Schindler's loony enough to think the best person in politics to be Secretary of State is this fuckface? This fuckface with a building in Manhattan. He's
a slumlord.
He's a slumlord.
Well, so's Don.
Why did you guys vote for him? You fucks. It always comes back MAGA. To this. Oh, you fucks. You racist fucks.
He likes white people.
Oh, my God.
It's going to make America white again.
It's racism, right? It's racism. He just dog whistled all these fucking racists and they did whatever the fuck he said because they are stupid as shit. Your base is dumb as fucking dirt. Oh, my God. Don't vote if you're stupid, please. My God, stay home and sit on your fucking hands. You're killing us. You're just gutting this country.
Let's see, blah, blah, blah. On March 30th, after the collapse of the health care bill, 32-year-old Katie Walsh, deputy chief of staff.
A 32-year-old?
The effective administration chief of the West Wing, a stalwart political pro and stellar example of governing craft, walked out. Little more than 2 months in, she quit. Couldn't take it anymore. Nutso. To lose your deputy chief of staff at the get-go would be a sign of crisis in any other administration. But inside an obviously exploding one, it was hardly noticed.
Yay! Yeah, so why are you going to notice a guy sitting on the couch writing everything down? I get it. That makes sense. It's chaos. It's fucking insane chaos.
While there might be a scary national movement of Trumpers, the reality in the White House was stranger still. Yes. There was Jared and Ivanka, Democrats.
Right.
There was Priebus, a mainstream Republican. And there was Bannon, whose reasonable claim to be the one person actually representing Trumpism so infuriated Trump that Bannon was hopelessly sidelined by April.
How much influence do you think Steve Bannon has over me? Zero. Zero.
He got Trump, you elected.
Trump muttered and stormed.
Don't you think Bannon got that fuckhead elected? I mean, along with Russia and the media gulags and all the collusion and all that shit.
To say no one was in charge, there were no guiding principles, not even a working org chart, would again be an understatement. What do these people do? Asked pretty much everyone of everyone else.
What does he mean by org chart?
Organizational chart.
So, like,
nobody knew who's the boss of who.
Like, your job is this.
Right.
Oh, I see. Well, that's impossible because I knew, like, okay, Kelly's the chief of staff, right?
Now, yeah, it was Priebus.
Oh, it was Priebus.
Right.
And then the fucking NSA was Flynn.
Sure.
Tillerson's the Secretary of State. I mean, I understand that. And I know. So, why? What?
Well, after that, right. I'm sure. Like all the deputies and all
but,
the
But
other...
I guess the question is, what was Ivanka's job and what was Dickhead?
Well, Omarosa. You still can't get an answer as to what Omarosa did or what the guy that dresses
right?
like Steven Seagal.
Oh, Gorka?
Yeah, Sebastian Gorka. What did he do?
I want to know what the Nazis are doing in the White House. That's what I want to know. I don't know. Fucking Nazis.
The competition to take charge.
Yes.
which because each side represented an inimical, inimical position to the other, became not so much a struggle for leadership, but a near-violent factional war.
Oh,
see,
shit.
This is what we talked about from the beginning. He likes to hire people that try to kill each other, and he thinks it's great.
Why, though? Like,
don't ask me.
Based on fucking what?
Thrives on conflict. And I don't know. He likes to be like Nero, sitting up and watching it.
Well, he's also mentally ill, right? I mean,
yes.
So, you know.
Jared and Ivanka were against Priebus and Bannon, trying to push both of those men out. Bannon was against Jared and Ivanka and Priebus, practicing what everybody thought were dark arts against them.
Oh, dark arts, like tarot cards and...
Who knows, yeah.
Squishing up bird bones and...
Priebus, everybody's punching bag, just tried to survive another day. By late spring, the larger political landscape seemed to become almost irrelevant, with everyone focused on the more lethal battles within the White House itself.
Oh, my God.
That's it. How can you focus on making the country great again when you're trying to stab the other guy in the front?
It's
not even the back.
It's all, you know what? It's all the best scenes from Shakespeare.
Right.
It's not a way to run shit.
Hmm.
What a boring White House when Obama was in charge, right?
Listen to this. This included screaming fights in the halls.
Screaming?
And in front of a bemused Trump in the Oval Office.
He loved it.
When he was not the one screaming himself.
Oh, yeah.
So if people are screaming at each other, he's sitting there laughing about it. Loves it.
And then he's screaming. Otherwise.
If he's not the one yelling.
He's screaming at somebody. Everybody's screaming.
Trump was a man singularly focused on his own needs for instant gratification, be that a hamburger, a segment on Fox and Friends, or an Oval Office photo op.
Oh,
I want to win. I want to win. Where's my win? He would regularly declaim.
God.
He was, in words used by almost every member of the senior staff on repeated occasions, like a child. A chronic naysayer, Trump himself stoked constant discord with his daily after-dinner phone calls to his billionaire friends about the disloyalty and incompetence around him.
That's what he likes to do.
Nightly Festivus.
He calls up his buddies and he says, hey, listen, Ivanka's a shithead. Jared's a fucking shithead. This Nazi Bannon's a real dick face.
His billionaire friends then shared this with their billionaire friends.
Right.
Creating the endless leaks which the president so furiously railed against.
We
said this yesterday. He's probably the main leaker.
You're confiding in people like you who are vile.
Ethics-free garbage people.
They don't give a shit. They're going to say anything they want, shitler.
One of the frequent callers... Here's an example.
Okay.
One of the frequent callers was Rupert Murdoch, who before the election had only ever expressed contempt for Trump.
Yes. And then we know that this guy, Rupert, has no ethics. He was, wasn't he bugging people's phones at Fox and shit like that? This guy is a fucking slime ball. He runs Fox News.
Murdoch constantly sought Trump out, but to his own colleagues, friends, and family, continued to derisively ridicule Trump. Quote, what a fucking moron, said Murdoch after one call.
Agreed. He's right. Why would you gossip with a guy that runs a news organization? I mean, you think, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't tell him. He might, you know, he's got a bunch of reporter friends. Who fucking knows? He's a goddamn fucking dirtbag.
Then I guess Bannon went nuts with Comey firing, the Mueller appointment, and the murderous White House infighting.
Yes.
By early summer, Bannon was engaged in an uninterrupted monologue directed to almost anyone who would listen. It was so caustic, so scabrous, great word, and so hilarious that it might form one of the great underground political treatises. So he was just screaming the halls about globalists and deep state and whatever bullshit's going on Breitbart.
I'm sorry. Are these excerpts from the book now?
This is what he wrote in the Hollywood Reporter to launch his book. Here's the book I wrote, kind of.
Damn. Scabrous. That is a cool fucking word.
By July, Jared and Ivanka, who had in less 6 months, traversed from socialite couple to royal family to the most powerful people in the world were now engaged in a desperate dance to save themselves, which mostly involved blaming Trump himself.
Oh, shit.
It was all his idea to fire Comey. The daughter, Bannon declared, will bring down the father.
Bam. See, like, God, I don't, you know, it must be this thing where people just want power. They're flawed. I don't know. Because don't you think Ivanka has the perfect life? You know, she's rich.
Had.
Yeah, she doesn't do shit. Same thing with Jared.
That's why go to Melania all the fucking time. Was allegedly inconsolable on the election night.
I get it.
She's like, wait, Ivan? What do you mean you told me we wouldn't win?
Listen, I would think Melania barely wants to be aware of her own life and how she's hitched to this fucking lunatic. Now her whole life is under a microscope and people are like, what's up with the first lady today? She's got to put her schedule out.
They said she just wants to go back to lunching.
She wants to be on Xanax and drunk off her fucking ass by lunch because she's miserable. Now she's got to fucking be flouncing around all these fucking events. She's got to go. She must really hate going to hurricanes and shit where they're natural disasters. Or stand next to her fucking shit
when
husband.
She had to garden with the black people.
Oh, God damn. One? You know she didn't want
to
do that.
What do you mean
shit?
I have to go dig in the dirt?
Donald ruined everyone's life. And these people are all shit. They're all, it's crazy. They're all shit garbage people.
Horrible.
That don't want to be there.
Right. So, I mean, you know, Pyrrhic victory that they're at least suffering.
Just resign. Why can't these people resign? Why doesn't Ivanka just say, I'm done. I don't want to be in the White House anymore. Go off and do your own fucking thing.
I don't know. That would be the smart thing to do, I guess.
Oh, my God.
This part's great. Priebus and Spicer were merely counting down the days. Every day seemed to promise it would be the next day that they would be out.
Oh, my
They're just like,
God.
Please, let me get fired today.
Yeah.
And then, indeed, suddenly, there were the 11 days of Anthony Scaramucci.
I forgot about that.
Do yourself a favor and on the YouTubes or whatever, Google Stephanie Ruhle on MSNBC had a great interview with Mooch. Well,
what did she
yesterday
say to
or
him
the
that
day
was so
before?
Fucking funny?
She's like, Anthony, you said Bannon was trying to suck his own penis. He's like, no. Let me, because she's from Jersey. She's not putting up with that shit either.
Fuck no.
And he's like, no. That's not what I was talking about. Do you want to hear what I was talking about there? Do you want to hear it? She's like, tell me what you were talking about. Come on, Anthony.
He's a cartoon character.
Scaramucci, a minor figure in the New York financial world, and quite a ridiculous one. This is Michael Wolff writing.
Funny.
Had overnight become Jared and Ivanka's solution to all of the White House's management and messaging problems. After all, explained the couple, he was good on television, and he was from New York. He knew their world. In effect, the couple hired Scaramucci, as preposterous a hire in West Wing annals as any.
Oh, my God.
To replace Priebus and Bannon and take over running the White House.
Jesus Christ. Who would think Scaramucci would be the guy to run the White House? I mean, he looks like the guy you hire to run a titty bar. Right. He looks like he should
you don't
run
hire
a strip
to run
club.
Anything.
Yeah.
There was, after the abrupt Scaramucci meltdown, hardly any effort inside the West Wing to disguise the sense of ludicrousness and anger felt by every member of the senior staff towards Trump's family and Trump himself. After Scaramucci, nobody was pretending anymore. It was just like, we hate you all.
Right. Good God.
It almost became a kind of competition to demystify Trump. For Rex Tillerson, he was a fucking moron. For Gary Cohn, he was dumb as shit. For H.R. McMaster, he was a hopeless idiot. For Steve Bannon, he had lost his mind.
Oh, shit, man.
Most succinctly, no one expected him to survive Mueller.
Wow. God.
Bring back
Scaramucci.
Trump, in the estimation of his senior staff, did not have the discipline to navigate a tough investigation, nor the credibility to attract the caliber of lawyers he would need to help him. At least 9 major law firms turned down an invitation to represent the president.
But why would they do that?
Because they know that he's a lying scumbag. That's why he ended up with those ambulance chasers, these lunatics that he's got representing him with zero experience in any governmental kind of litigation.
I mean, think about that, dude. You got a law firm. You got a chance to represent the president of the United States.
And they're like, no fucking way.
At the very least, it's good publicity, right?
Yeah. I mean,
but not like this.
You can't even say, well, you know, he deserves an equal shot at the law, too. It's what a lot of defense lawyers say. You know, everybody deserves their representation, their time in court. They wouldn't even say that about the president. They're like, oh, no.
Everybody's scared of him. That's why he's got fucking people like Scaramucci working for him and his shitty fucking kids. Just think about it. When Obama was elected, imagine the resumes flying his way. Imagine the amazing people. Do you think he had to work hard to find people to be in his administration? Good people.
Yeah. Fuck. And he didn't.
Yeah. These two, it's so crazy. Obama and Trump's administration couldn't be any different. They're the opposite, right? I mean, this is like, there's nothing good about this.
Hope Hicks rose to be his personal aide and confidant.
Great.
Became, practically speaking, the most powerful White House advisor, with Melania a non-presence. The staff referred to Ivanka as the real wife and Hicks as the real daughter.
That is creepy. So fucked up.
Hicks's primary function was to tend to the Trump ego, to reassure him, to protect him, to buffer him, to soothe him. It was Hicks who, attempted to his lapses and repetitions, urged him to forgo an interview that was set to open the 60 Minutes fall season.
Instead,
the interview went to Fox News' Sean Hannity.
Oh, my God.
Who White House insiders happily explained was willing to supply the questions beforehand.
Well, yeah, he's
Hannity, by the way, has been denying that on Twitter.
I didn't give him the questions about how beforehand.
Why would they say that? Why would the White House come out and say Hannity gave me the questions ahead of time? Why wouldn't they keep that under their hat? Why would they be upfront about that? I mean, I don't know why they would say that. That's weird.
As the first year is winding down, Trump finally got a bill to sign, the tax bill.
Yay.
His singular accomplishment was arguably quite a reversal of his populist promises.
Right.
And a confirmation of what Mitch McConnell had seen early on as a silver Trump lining, quote, he'll sign anything we put in front of him.
He's right, because they just want to win. And he doesn't understand it anyway.
Right.
He's not going to read it.
With new bravado, he's encouraging partisans like Fox News to pursue anti-Mueller campaign on his behalf. Insiders believed that the only thing saving Mueller from being fired and the government of the United States from unfathomable implosion is Trump's inability to grasp how much Mueller had on him and his family.
So he doesn't.
So that plays to your winning a dollar in that if Trump ever figures out that Mueller's got him, that's when he's going to go crazy and fire him.
So me winning the dollar is reliant on Schittler figuring something out.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
I might be fucked.
Steve Bannon was openly handicapping a 33% chance of impeachment, a 33% chance of resignation in the shadow of the 25th Amendment.
Oh, okay.
And a 33% chance that he might limp to the finish line on the strength of liberal arrogance and weakness.
Hmm. Interesting. So wait, so Bannon is downplaying how crazy he is. Or he was downplaying how crazy Schittler was in the beginning.
I guess.
Well, I mean, if you're working for the guy, you would have to, I guess. Man, this is crazy.
Hoping for the best with their personal futures as well as the country's future depending on it, my indelible impression of talking to them and observing them through much of the first year of his presidency is that they all 100% came to believe he was incapable of functioning in his job.
Oh, shit.
At Mar-a-Lago, just before the new year, a heavily made-up Trump failed to recognize a succession of old friends. Happy first anniversary to the Trump administration.
God, Man, thank goodness for this dude hanging out on the couch watching all this bullshit.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You can't, I mean, you know, it's not like the guy shimmied in through a window. They let him in. They let him sit on that couch and watch all this bullshit, and they didn't think he was going to write about it.
Right.
What a bunch of morons.
Be ready for a chest clutching moment.
Ooh, yes.
And you should be sitting down when you hear this one.
Right.
Also from Fire and Fury, another deet that was in there. Allegedly, Trump originally wasn't going to pick Neil Gorsuch.
Okay.
For his SCOTUS choice.
SCOTUS.
He was. It said Trump originally had someone very different in mind for the job. While Gorsuch's qualifications were acknowledged even by his ideological opponents,
okay,
Trump initially wanted to give the job to a friend.
Right.
In the Trump view, the book says, it was rather a waste to give the job to somebody he didn't even know.
Oh, my God. What about somebody that's qualified?
Why would I make somebody the Supreme Court justice if I don't even know him and can't get anything out of him?
God damn.
Are you ready for who he wanted to put in the Supreme Court justice spot?
A friend? This is a friend he wanted to put in?
Apparently. Okay. Someone he considers a friend.
Oh, God. Is it Sylvester Stallone?
Last month, it was reported that Trump had doubts about Gorsuch even after announcing him as the pick, and considered pulling the nomination before Gorsuch sent him a gushing thank you note.
Oh, God. I remember we reported on this, right? For previous episodes of Crab Diving, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher.
The book backs this up, apparently, saying, quote, Trump, in a moment of pique, decided to pull his nomination, and during conversations with his after-dinner callers, went back to discussing how he should have given the nod to Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Rudy?
Yes. I would have made just a great Supreme Court justice.
Well, I mean, God. Do you think he would have he'd be confirmed?
I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Well, he was a lawyer. I mean, he knows the law. He's better. He's been that one guy.
You never know. The Republican whores, maybe.
They don't give a shit. They would confirm him. They don't care.
The one, Michael Wolf writes, the one unlikely, peculiar, and non-starter choice that he kept returning to was Rudy Giuliani.
Why does he like Rudy so much? Are they friends? They've known each other for a long time. They suck each other's dicks.
Giuliani was a Trump licker, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't know that they were buds for that long. Well, remember, didn't Giuliani do that drag thing with Trump years ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sketch they did where Giuliani was dressed as a woman?
They're buddies. They hang out together. They probably hang out at the clubs. They probably grab ass together. You know what I mean? They're friends. They probably work out at the same shitty health club, sit in the steam room in towels. Well, maybe not Trump.
What are you working out? I only have so much energy.
Yeah.
Trump instead took the advice of advisors who helped compile
Giuliani
a list. Right. So there you go.
I mean, honestly, I was thinking along the lines of like, you know, so I thought you were going to say Sylvester Stallone.
You never know. Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh.
I would like to nominate Scott Baio to the Supreme Court.
Oh, my God. Who knew Scott Baio was such a tremendous douche? Like a douche nozzle, like a tremendous piece of shit.
Or Joe Piscopo.
These are the big celebrities that were endorsing Trump at the time.
Right.
Woo!
Steven Seagal, the next Supreme Court justice.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us on this lovely, lovely Friday.
God,
here.
You listen to this show, you hear what's going on in this country, who's in charge, and you still believe in some sort of magic bullshit in the sky. Oh my God, you must be, I don't know. Crank up the Prozac.
A couple of quick stories here. This is going to be fascinating. I saw this in my my day job travels this morning.
Yes.
As a media analyst.
Oh, shit.
Look at me with the title.
Right.
There's a group called the Tech and Check Cooperative.
Tech and Check. Fuck you.
And they're going to be using some kind of a some kind of technological hoogity boogity magic.
Yay.
And they will be fact checking.
Okay.
Live. The upcoming State of the Union address. We got that coming up, by the way.
Oh, I goddamn. So are they going to have like a little ticker or something?
Viewers will be able to see instantaneous fact-checking appear on their device as soon as President Trump utters a claim.
I love it.
They're going to try this new technology.
I think it's great.
I'll
download that shit.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Well, he says something, and then you look it up, and it's bullshit. Or a little red X comes up or something, right?
Partners include the University of Texas at Arlington, which has developed ClaimBuster, a tool that can mine lengthy transcripts for claims that fact-checkers might want to look at.
Oh, my God. So it's not just a bunch of nerds sitting around just listening to this guy.
The Internet Archive will help develop a talking point tracker that will identify factual claims used repeatedly by politics and politicians and politics and pundits.
Rudy Giuliani and SCOTUS.
Truth. Oh, I know.
Oh, God, what a shame that didn't happen. That would have been funny. You do your Rudy voice so much.
And a couple other technological things. But I mean, that'll be good for them. Fact checking live.
Right.
I think they need a buzzer.
Yeah. Make it
in
fun.
Congress.
Yes.
We've done more in the first year than any presidency ever. Meh.
Well, some of these, you know, is like that's of course, that's bullshit. It's all lies. We don't need this app. You don't listen. We said this
that's
yesterday.
Kind of a point.
If you at this point in all this,
we need an app that tells us when he tells the truth. It'll be far easier.
Any Republican. As that, what's her name? Susan Collins.
Of Maine?
Oh, yeah. Bitching about the health care. Oh, they lied to me. Now, you know, I don't want, you know, the Republicans lied to me about health care. Oh, wow, Susan. What a fucking shock.
Yeah.
I mean, you believe them? You believe the Republicans. You're mentally ill.
Also, news from Alabama.
Fuck you, boy.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Woo-hoo!
But the Tina Johnson,
right,
one of the women who accused Roy Moore of inappropriate sexual conduct.
Yes.
Her house has been burned down in a suspected arson.
Oh, my God.
Sure, it's just a coincidence.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's one of these God damn, I hate these Republicans. Discredit these women. And then that, it makes them targets.
Well, yeah. Why? And gee, I wonder why they take so long to come forward. Why do these women take so long to come forward? Well, here's one who came forward.
Right.
And her house just got fucking burned to the ground.
And these fucking GOP idiots, they feed on these dumbass fucking mouth breathing evangelicals. And they say shit like, Roy Moore, didn't he try to make the claim that he's anointed by God and shit, like he's Jesus' candidate and all this crap?
Well, yeah.
And so all these idiots that love Roy Moore, a woman comes out and say, hey, this guy raped me back in the 70s or whatever. Yeah, they're going to hate her.
Yeah.
They're stupid. They're morons. And then the guy anointed by Sky God says, oh, you know what? These bitches lied. They're all fucking liars. They're trying to ruin my candidacy. Of course they're targets. They're just heinous. Roy Moore's heinous. It's a horrible fucking story. That sucks. Oh, man. They burn her house down?
You know, I mean, causation and correlation is not causation. But if it happened that it is a Roy Moore supporter.
Maybe God did it. Maybe God did it because this woman came out against the candidate he anointed.
Well, I'm sure there are assholes out there saying that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God. Shove your religion up your fucking ass. Ugh.
Faithless Friday, everybody. I've got a... let's skip that one.
It's a mouth-breathing idiots.
I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because he gets me MAGA.
This story here...
Yes.
Is, well, let's talk about Pat Robertson for a moment, shall we?
Okay.
Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, which still I think alive? Is his age.
Oh, yeah.
Is
he's older than Yoda.
Is, yeah.
Look, you're this good when 700 Shit. Years you reach.
Oh, my God. There's no way Yoda would be friends with this guy.
Here's Pat Robertson.
Fuck you.
They were talking about the Trump versus Kim Jong-un moob pinching battle that seems to be going on.
Flat my nipples.
And Pat Robertson is basically reassuring everyone, don't y'all worry.
Oh,
there's not going to be no nuclear wars.
I've been praying about it to my non-existent fucking God.
And here he is. As soon as it...
Well, I hate to differ with the distinguished former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, but I don't think we're going to have a nuclear war. I don't think that God Almighty is going to allow that to happen to this world.
Oh, again.
Okay.
Good. Again, you mean?
Oh, again.
I'm sure the Japanese might have a different view.
But Pat, they're fucking Asian. I'm talking about white people.
What a Skeksis.
Oh, God, this he's heinous.
I mean, what do you know? Hey, Pat, if God exists, then why the fuck is he talking to you? You ever ask yourself that? What's so great about you?
I think there are too many other important things to be done spiritually, and I just don't think that's in the Lord's plan for this world.
There's too many other things to be done. God's dance card is a little full. He's a little busy. Does he need a planner?
Right, he does. He's
a trapper keeper for the Lord.
Pat, what do you fucking know about what Jesus or God or whatever does all day? I mean, if it existed, why would you know about it? I mean, why the fuck would he tell you? You own the diamond mine. You're a fucking shithead.
God's too busy to allow nuclear war to happen.
If God was fair and just, he would hate the fuck out of you.
Well, right. If a God existed that was fair and judge, I believe, just.
He would hate you. You're a piece of shit.
Hate most of the evangelical Christians in this country.
But God doesn't exist, so whatever. Who are you consulting?
But if he has to take out Kim Jong-un in order to accomplish that, that's what'll happen. But I just don't think we're going to have a nuclear war. Well, President Trump has a warning for another international group.
And then he goes on to another stupid.
This is brilliant news segment.
Yeah.
We ain't going to have a nuclear war.
Oh, the Lord ain't going to let that happen. Don't worry.
How old is he? He's like 80-something.
Yeah.
Good God. What is it about these hateful fuck faces? They just live forever.
And what a disservice, to people.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about what the president's doing. Don't worry about Trump's dangerous tweets and shit. The Lord's not going to let that happen.
Send me money.
Fucking asshole.
Right. You're like an evil Star Wars villain, this Pat Robertson. You know what I mean? He's like...
I've got another clip here. This is... We haven't heard from this guy in a few minutes.
Yes.
Kevin Swanson.
Oh, yeah, this dickhead.
Over-articulating preacher who believes that the homosexuals should be stoned to death.
Oh,
not
yes.
My words in the Bible.
I worship a non-existent sky god that wants to throw rocks at gay people. Oh, how lovely of you.
Horribly virulent anti-gay, anti-LGBT, anti-humanity.
Fuck
kindness.
You, Kevin, fuck you, baby.
Kevin fucking Swanson.
What a dick.
Ringing in.
Yeah.
On the California fires.
Now, this year, let me sum it up this way, Bill. I think best summed up as the year that God gave America an opportunity to repent of their sins. 2017 was a window of opportunity for the nation to repent. And
repent.
listen, Bill. This
is casual banter.
You know what makes me nuts? This dude is trying to sound sane, but he couldn't be talking about something crazier. I mean, this is the craziest shit ever.
Well, right.
He's going to say God burnt California because they're fucking each other in the asshole or something like that, right?
Didn't happen, but it was a window of opportunity. And indeed, God is holding back on his judgment. But I will say that it was the year of God's judgment on America. God brought judgment to America in 2017. 2017 brought the worst hurricanes and the worst fires in American history. Now, we typically refer to these as natural disasters. Sometimes insurance agencies refer to them as acts of God, which
more
is
like,
actually right.
More like supernatural.
Yeah.
Oh, more like supernatural. Acts of God. So, and because the insurance companies refer to it as an act of God, obviously they also believe in a supernatural force.
Well, you know, Bill, I mean, so he's saying that these hurricanes and all this other shit is okay, let's just say it's because of the gay sex. So imagine the blowjob that was received that's supposed to be, that was supposed to create the superstorm. That must have been one hell of a dick sucking.
Right.
Or the butt fucking that created those huge fires in California.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Jeez.
There's some beaver bumping.
Listen, I hope you guys stretched out before all this, you know, this gay sex. Must have been some prolific butt fucking.
An act of God. We still use that in insurance policies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's precisely what it is, my friends. These are acts of God. They're not acts of chance occurrences in a completely random universe, which is the way they're presented by the Weather Channel.
No, they're not.
Oh, my God.
That's why we know they're coming. They say the scientific stuff shows us that right now conditions are right that a horrible storm may form.
They never say, are you telling me they never say on the Weather Channel, oh, look at this warm front, it's created by Jesus' jizz?
We didn't know this was coming at all.
Ooh, this must be straight from Moses.
California had wildfire warnings all the fucking time.
How the fuck do you think weather and science and meteorology works?
He's upset because an earthquake didn't happen.
Yes.
That's the only thing we don't know is coming.
Right. This guy is such a dickhead.
It's presented as a random event.
He's sitting there watching L.A. burn and these horrible fucking fires. People are losing their home. This guy's like jacking off. Oh, it's Jesus' will.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to over-articulate on the radio about this.
Listen to him, too. He's like, he barely has anything to say, this idiot. It's like, it sounds like he's filling time.
My friends.
Bill.
Right here in River City.
Oh, we got trouble.
And by CNN. I understand that. But no. 2017 brought the worst hurricanes and the worst fires in American history. To the tune of $400 billion in reparations, and that would account for about five...
Reparations?
What does that mean? By the way, reparations.
In damages.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with GNI? You say, well, that's not very much. Friends, that's 1/20th of the GNI, and that pretty much eats up GNI growth. That is economic growth for 2017.
Okay,
that eats it up.
I don't know.
$400 billion of an act of God, damage upon American... houses, homes in California, in Texas, elsewhere across the country, friends, brought the worst possible disasters in America, at least to this point in American history. And I think some of us need to sit up and pay attention to this. In fact, it was the year of God's judgment on the state of California as well. California had two terrible fire seasons in October and December and brought in, again, another $180 billion in reparation.
He's trying to put a dollar amount on the butt fucking. Butt fucking is costing the country.
Billions
of dollars.
One could say that if it's a couple hundred billion dollars, that you could do the math and find out how much per butthole.
Oh yeah.
Entry.
How much
each
fire,
one cost?
How much fire is this blowjob creating
per load? No matter where it landed.
That load's going to burn somebody's house down, heathen.
Damage to the state of California is the worst in California's history, to the point that the governor of California, Jerry Brown, admitted that it was God's wrath upon the nation.
Bullshit.
And he was upset with President Trump for not fearing God and fearing the judgment of...
Jerry Brown was making a joke about If God is judging this country, why aren't people thinking that maybe God is judging the country because of what the Republicans are doing,
right?
Not because of people wanting equality for other people.
He's trying to address people being stupid.
Like God
Kevin.
Enough. Of course, I sometimes
it was the wrong God.
I think that perhaps Jerry Brown is speaking tongue in cheek, but he's certainly not referring to the God of the Bible.
No, he's not referring to the God of the Bible, but it was the year that California introduced.
Of course not, you fool, you cuck.
He's not referring to the God of the Bible.
He's not referring to the God of the Bible.
Fuck you. God, you're so stupid.
10 textbooks in the public schools that turned sodomites, that is, men from Sodom doing what men from Sodom like to do, and turning pedophiliacs and homosexuals into heroes. And
they turned pedophiliacs and homosexuals into heroes.
You know, hey, dear Jesus, if you're listening, please, please find. I need you to find a video of Kevin Swanson taking a big fat cock. We need that. We need that. I need Kevin Swanson doing gay shit on video.
That was the point of the 10 textbooks that were issued for the first time.
The point of the 10 textbooks, the new textbooks in California, is to turn pedophiliacs and homosexuals into heroes.
And where is that? In the foreword of the book? Where does it talk about the what is it going? Pedophiliacs?
Pedophiliacs and
I never
homosexuals.
Heard that. I've never heard anybody referred to as a pedophiliac. What does that mean? You're a pedophiliac. Is it?
I believe that Jerry Brown signed the bill that encouraged homosexual indoctrination in California public schools for six.
Encouraged homosexual indoctrination. You're going to take that dick, boy, whether you like it or not.
Homosexual indoctrination.
Seven,
why do you talk
eight,
so
nine,
weird?
10-year-olds. And that came into fruition this year for the first time. 10 textbooks introduced into California public schools that presented pedophiliacs and homosexuals as heroes.
It's just
for 6-year-old kids, 8-year-old kids, 10-year-old kids, and 12-year-old kids. This was the year that happened. It also happened to be the year that God brought the most severe possible judgment on California, at least to this point in California's history, destroying some several hundred thousand acres. Would have been closer to 400,000 acres.
I have a question, and it's stupid. This is the dumbest question I've ever thought of. Kevin, if God's wrath is a result of the homosexual indoctrination and all this other shit upon society, and that the homosexual indoctrination is fucking up society, then where's the logic in sending a fire that burns society? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where's the logic in that?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're so worried
about
the
gays, and your logic.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's stupid.
How dare you?
Pedophiliacs. God, Kevin, you've taken a dick, right?
And tens of thousands of homes.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine. No, well, he's a big fucking hypocrite.
Well, right. It's the hypocrisy. I don't care about the dick taking.
No, I don't either. But this guy.
And creating some $180 billion worth in damage. It was the year that California charter schools invited transgender kids in and persecuted kids who used the wrong pronouns for little boys
kids.
Who were trying to turn themselves into little girls.
Listen,
or little girls that were trying to turn themselves into little boys.
This fucking guy is persecuting kids. This guy.
Yes.
Because people will listen to this fuckhead and they will go out and commit hate crimes and bully and be shitty to gay people.
I think
people.
Indoctrinating your children to this type of religion is child abuse.
You're
pure and simple, straight up.
He's telling the public that gay people are responsible for these fires.
Yes.
What do you think that does?
Right, right.
What do you think that does, you dick?
It's not like anybody would show up at a pizza place with a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Boys. And this would have been the first year that American public institutions were forcing sins of commission upon 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 year old kids in American public schools. They'd been forcing kids into sins of omission since the 1960s, where they forbade children from worshiping and fearing and giving thanks and gratitude to the true and living God. And
they never forbade any children from fearing your creepy God or worshiping your creepy God. They told the teachers that you can't indoctrinate the children with your creepy God bullshit, you fucking asshole, if taxpayers are paying for it.
But what about the commission?
Instead of a sin of omission.
Listen, this has to be said. This guy is dumb as fuck. And he's just using big words so he doesn't sound he's dumb as fuck.
He history and science classes. So that had been going on for 45 years. But now American public schools were enforcing
what
for the
schools. What's wrong with him?
The first time, as far as I know, in American history, sins of commission, at least in a wholesale manner, across schools in the state of California and other states across the union. It was the year that American children were persecuted by schools for not worshiping at the temples of transgenderism.
Transgenderism.
You're being punished for not worshiping at the temple of transgenderism.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing is, Kevin, most people think you're a fucking hateful idiot.
How is saying we want everyone to have equal rights and be treated equally?
Well,
that is worshiping.
Yes.
At the foot or the
transgenderism.
It's transgenderism.
Why are you participating in the wholesale of sin or whatever the fuck he's talking about? You barely make sense. You're stupid as shit.
These people are out of
You're
their
just
fucking
dumb
minds.
As fuck. And the people that listen to Kevin Swanson are even dumber. Which is
horrible,
dumb.
Horrible
just stupid.
People. I want to get to this Alex Jones clip, but really quickly, do you remember when Roy Moore's wife gave
cracking.
That speech and was like,
Kayla Moore, whatever.
They want to say that we're anti-Semitic, but we totally got a Jew lawyer.
We got a Jew lawyer. Yeah, I remember that.
You remember just hours before the election, Moore's wife, Kayla, insisted her family couldn't be Jew haters because, well, one of our law attorneys is a Jew.
Okay.
One journalist from Alabama says, all jokes aside, the Jewish attorney comment drew national attention to our reality. In Alabama, Jewishness is strange and delicate, and the Jewish attorney, by merit of his mention, has come to represent all Jews in the state.
Oh, my God.
This is a Jew, a Jewish reporter writing it.
Right.
And it turns out that the Jew she was talking about is not.
So that guy, so the attorney she referred to is Jewish.
Well, he's got a Jewish name.
But he's not Jewish.
But he's a Christian.
So did they fire him?
Well, I don't
They're
know.
Like, oh, we thought he was a Jewish.
And he's also
attorney.
Friends with Doug Jones.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, God.
Kayla Moore lying. I know you're shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a Jew lawyer. You know, all they did was they probably looked through a list of all their
yes.
toady lawyers, their hundreds of evil shysters protecting their corruption corporation.
Name looks Jewish.
And it was like, look, there's a Jew name.
That's.
It turns out he's
God.
Not.
Right wing nut jobs, man.
Okay, strap in, everybody.
Racist garbage people.
Got a few minutes left here. I want to get this in.
Ooh.
Alex Jones. Decided to go off on CNN media reporter Brian Stelter.
Is this the one you were laughing at before the
oh,
show?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, this is spectacular.
Hell yeah.
Might be some drops available here for
drops.
This one, some new drops. Alex Jones, he's just pissed about Michael Wolff's new book. And Brian Stelter is the media guy over at CNN.
Okay.
Fake news.
Right.
And
you're fake news.
So Brian Stelter is obviously gleefully pushing the Michael Wolff story in the Michael Wolff book. And Alex Jones is having none of it.
Uh-oh.
Alex Jones.
Oh my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
Oh, wait a second.
Holy shit.
Wait a second.
What's
he
in the middle of doing?
Hold on. This is a different clip. Let me get the clip that I pulled.
Well, wait. That's a pretty good clip, too.
Well, it starts a couple seconds before this.
Okay. Man, what the fuck is he into today? Sounds like he's... I don't know. What goes on in that studio?
I've got a different clip of the video that's a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear the longer one.
Here we go. Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, from today's edition of Genesis Communication Network's Alex Jones Show. It's loading.
But just look at Stelter again. Put him on screen. I think this all the broadcast should be is just a photo of Stelter smiling. Oh my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
That's what he's that's what he was reacting to was a picture of Brian Stelter.
Poor Brian Stelter.
Oh my gosh. Oh, hell on earth. He wants to run your life. He wants to control every aspect of your life because he knows he is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash. I pledge before my Heavenly Father that I will resist them every way I can. These people are the literal demon spawn of the pit of hell. Look at him. And you know what? He is better than you if you keep letting him run your life. He runs your kids. He runs the schools.
He's a media reporter on CNN.
He runs your kids. He runs your schools.
He's a demon. He's a demon. Oh, yeah.
Run your life. He runs your kids. He runs the schools. He runs the banks. This guy, this spirit, this smiling, leering devil that thinks you can't see what he is your enemy.
Oh, that's good.
He is your enemy.
Oh, my God. That's fucking amazing.
He is your enemy. Period. All the narcissistic, devil-worshipping filth. I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy.
Oh, spectacular.
What? You know, and all that shit he's saying. I mean, is the trait narcissist really equal to like demon and devil and shit? I mean, you know.
That's an adjective.
Yeah, hey, listen.
Popped into his head.
That devil demon makes everything about himself. That's amazing, man.
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy. And I swear total resistance to you with everything I've got.
God damn.
The guy at CNN.
He's yelling. Talking to the guy at CNN.
He's issuing a fatwa against the guy on CNN.
The media director?
Is that the media reporter over at CNN, who I guess has been, you know, talking a lot about what's going on in Michael Wolff's book.
Right. He reads a teleprompter a lot, probably. He's a journalist. I mean, I don't know that he's...
And I swear total resistance to you with everything I've got. Disingenuous, fake, false, broke back, twisted.
Broke back?
I mean, I think... And I'm not kidding. I think Alex Jones missed his calling. He should have gone to acting school. And
I kind of agree.
This motherfucker should be in Richard III. Right. Alex, this is a waste. Go do some Shakespeare. Who's that list? Broke dick.
And this is broke improv.
Back. Broke back.
Disingenuous, fake, false. Broke back. Twisted. A defiler. A betrayer. A backstabber. A devil. You will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you, stalker? I see you. You understand me? I know what you think of me and my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that, Delta?
God, all fucking.
This is amazing.
Right. The little voice.
Oh, yeah. He's pissed.
Family, I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that, Delta? Yes, Stilter. You will fall. You will not bring humanity down.
You shall not pass.
I mean, I don't know, man. This is some good shit.
Should have, yeah.
Defiler.
What an amazing Henry V he would
be. Oh, God. I mean, shit.
Yes, Stilter. You will fall.
Come on. How can anybody take this person seriously? Honestly,
I don't know.
Anybody out there in the planet that takes this person seriously, what is wrong with you?
This guy talks to the president regularly. Oh. Regularly. They talk all the time. Listen to this.
Yes, Stilter.
Damn.
You will fall. You will not bring humanity down. God is going to destroy you. Get him off the screen.
Get him off the screen.
You can't take it.
I can't take it anymore. I need a supplement. I need one of my horny goatweed suppositories.
You know, he needs a, I don't know, do they have awards and talk shitty radio? I mean, he needs something. I mean, that's the best.
Stelter.
There's more.
Oh.
There's a few more seconds.
Please.
29 more seconds.
To destroy you. Get him off the screen. Oh, God, there's so so evil. Just please, God, free us from them. They're drunk on our children's blood, for God's sake.
They're drunk on our children's blood, for God's sake.
Again, this is the media guy, the media reporter from CNN.
This is the guy who covers Hollywood over at CNN.
They make him sound like he's from Mordor, like he's fucking...
This week on Teen Wolf.
Oh, yes.
And by the way, I'm going to feast on your children's blood.
He's drinking your kids' blood. No.
Free us from them. They're drunk on our children's blood, for God's sake. Okay, I'm going to stop right now.
There you go.
God damn.
Yeah, I was listening to this earlier. I was losing my mind.
That is just simply fucking amazing.
Simply amazing. He is out of his fucking mind. And again, this is one of those instances where I'm like, this is great. I like watching this, but I am terrified that people take him seriously in the tiniest, slightest little
I want to see, you know, you can watch somebody's reaction to a video. I want to see Brian Stelter watch this, and I want to watch his face.
We got to go.
Damn.
If you're listening live, a brand new awesome K-Voice right after this. Please stay tuned. Otherwise, also find K-Voice and our show on the Instagram. No, on the iTunes, on Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com.
Don't forget,
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram, which is Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Don't worry. Brent Paris is back soon. I just got a message from him. The Hollywood Hick will be writing again soon also. help us out with our Amazon. Buy shit through our Amazon. Wholecrabdiving.com/Amazon. And all that other shit. I guess that's all we got for this week. Thanks for joining us this lovely week, everybody. Have a great weekend. Back Monday.
Bye-bye.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human. And I'm coming.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.